yeah.
Sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand.
Yeah, we talking sports and music, yep, they going hand in hand. Ballin' with my beats on, gotta have that upper hand. Tying up my sleeves, yeah, my ballers understand. And I hear them yelling from the stands, what they saying? Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, yep, it's going hand in hand. Sports and music, sports and music, sports and music, gotta get it how we can. S&M all day, 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 S&M all day.
Yes, sir. What up, though, world? We're back again for my fourth episode, Sports and Music, with Mo Agar, man. I hope you guys love the theme music. You know, I produced that myself, wrote it. But anyway, man, thanks for everyone that's tuning in to the new show, man. Sports and Music with Mo Agar, man. We're tying in sports and music, man. But, you know, we're pushing it through positivity, man, and progression in life, man. We're talking to different athletes every single week, man, about how, you know, it's more to it than sports, man. We're taking it to a whole nother level, man. We're doing bigger and better things, man, knowing that sports is something that really opened up the doors for us. But, yeah, man, today's show is very, 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 very special. As usual, man, I'm having my guy, Anthony Henry, former Dallas Maverick. Former Dallas Cowboy. I was a former Dallas Maverick. Sorry, guys. But he's a former Dallas Cowboy, man. This guy's special, man. He's out here in L.A. doing some really, really good things, man, with his new magazine. And, you know, it should be launching pretty soon here, man. We're going to talk to him about that. And, yeah, cool cat, man. And I got my guy Josh Silver coming on the show today. He's actually going to be, you know, discussing with you guys some of his new inventions, man. He has a, man, you need to hear this, man. This guy has a new invention, man, that heals athletes or just injuries in general, man, in a matter of, you know, days is, you know, you can be out 2 or 3 weeks, man, but with this machine, man, it might cut that in half. So I'm definitely going to let him talk to you guys about that. And my highlight artist of the week will be the homie A-Dub from Detroit, Michigan. Man, I'm going to say it one more time. A-Dub, before you guys, you know, really, you know, before this kid blow up, man, you really need to get hip to him, man. This kid is dope, man. He's actually in Finally Famous. And if you're not familiar with Finally Famous, it's Big Sean crew. And, you know, I'm sure you heard Big Sean say Finally Famous on plenty of his records. But, yeah, this kid is actually one of the guys in the actual Finally Famous crew. And, yeah, another thing, before I move on, man, you know, every day, man, we're going through different things in life. And some things are happening more than others, man. And I have a song on my album. It's called Interlock Systems, man. I'm playing it in the background. I'm turning it down a little bit so you guys can still hear me. But, you know, it's a situation that happened to me roughly a year ago. You know, I got caught slipping, man. I had a few drinks and got behind the wheel. But, you know, I'm thankful to say that, you know, God has blessed me to be able to make it out of that situation. And I'm here today to, you know, to help others, man, and raise awareness for drinking and driving, man. So I'm doing my live stream show tomorrow on Stage It. And my proceeds will be going to, well, a portion of my proceeds will be going to anti-drunk driving committees, such as, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving or anything. So this is where I need you guys' help, man. So I just really need you guys to either go on my Twitter and, you know, post some of these organizations in these groups so I can reach out to them and really raise the awareness and, you know, and help a cause, man, that's been, you know, disturbing us for years, man. You know, I lost a really, really good friend to drunk driving. So I really feel like, you know, it's something that needs to be talked about, you know. So check out my song, Interlock System. It's on my Motown album. Visit agarmusic.com for all your musical pleasures and everything you need. But, yes, man, let's continue to be careful out there because it's real, man. It happens to all of us, man. So remember, man, just whenever you guys get on Twitter or Facebook, shoot me those links so I can reach out to them and, you know, bring it all together, man. And but other than that, let's bring it on our first guest, man, Anthony Henry, man. Are you there, brother?
Not here yet.
Okay. Cool. Well, while we're waiting on him, I'm going to continue to talk about the, you know, the song. It's called Interlock System, man, and it's a song that I wrote a couple months ago. I actually wrote it while I was in Africa, and, you know, the song is pretty self-explanatory, man. I'm talking about, you know, a situation that actually happened to me, man. You know, I described it in the best way I could, you know, without it being a sad song, and it's actually a fun song. And, you know, I turned a negative to a positive. And, you know, I feel like, you know, we have issues in our life that, you know, we go through that is used to be able to help others. So I put the song together, and it was fun. I enjoyed writing it, and hopefully we can do some really special things with it, man. And, you know, people can learn from my mistake. You know, sometimes you don't have to go through things yourself, man. You can learn from others. And, you know, do it that way. And I'm not afraid to put myself out there if it's going to help someone else or save a life or two, man, because it happens so prevalent in the world, you know. And, you know, I just want to continue to give back as much as I can, you know, through the music and create situations and opportunities for others. Meanwhile, we have the guy Eric Zuli. His show is on Friday. I need you guys to tune in. It's from 2 to 3, I'm sorry. And he's going to, you know, he's doing some really special things. You know, I think he's going to have some Disney guys on the show. And yeah, you already know how special that is. And I would like to give a special shout-out to IM5 Band. You know, these guys are young and energetic, and, you know, they're really doing their thing, man. I really hope to work with these guys sooner or later. But, yeah, special shout-out to those guys, man. They're doing special things out here in the music game. And, you know, those guys have a million fans, man, and it, I think it's a good thing. But let's continue.
They're coming on my show at 2 o'clock, Mo. That's the band, IM5 Band.
IM5 Band, yeah. So check it out. And, you know, the network is growing, man. It's growing tremendously, man. Easy Way Broadcasting is gaining followers weekly. And, you know, we want everybody to, you know, stay on board, you know, check out all the shows. You know, we have 6 or 7 different shows besides myself. So I just need you guys, you know, check in on different things. If you're not interested in sports and music and lifestyle, man, you have my band Shane Sparks, who's talking about dancing, you know, playing a dance. So it's like we have everything you need as far as, you know, your daily pleasures and information in the industry, man. So hope you guys continue to tune in to Easy Way Broadcasting. What's up, Eve? Is Anthony on yet?
I'm not sure. We have a number that I don't recognize, but it's not the number that was given to me. It might be him.
Okay, bring him in. Bring in the caller.
Bringing them in now, but we have an intro for Anthony, so if it is him, let us do the intro.
Okay.
Caller 1999, you're on air.
Yo, yo.
Hello.
What it do?
Hello.
What's up, Ant?
You hear me?
Yeah,
you hear me,
bro? Yep.
What's good, man?
What it do, bro? How are you?
Good, man. Everything's going great.
Our guest today on Sports and Music with Mo Egger is Anthony Henry. Anthony made his mark as a professional athlete in the NFL. Now he is bringing his talents to the world of urban music with his newest project, Cool Flame. Welcome to Easy Way Broadcasting, Anthony Henry.
What it do? Yeah, man, that was a good intro we put together for you, man. Let's talk about you, man. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. All is well. I'm out here in Cali, and everything launched for the Cool Flame Music Magazine website, bro.
Definitely, man. That's pretty cool, man. You know, such as myself, man, we pretty much made the same transition, man, from professional sports into music, man. And it's a beautiful thing, man, always running into people who's like-minded, who feel like, you know, they want to venture out and do other things, man. And, you know, let's talk about that, man. You know, you got a Cool Flame magazine popping, man. You got a lot of good things going on, man. What's poppin'? And we both come from Dallas, technically. You know, you played with the Cowboys, and I was with the Mavericks, bro. So let's talk about that transition from not only a sport, but, you know, a city in general.
Yeah, man, shit, like growing up, you know, Fort Myers, Florida, you know, I always had a love for music. But I chose playing football. You know, my best friend played football, so that was the main reason I played. But I was blessed enough to continue my education, you know, through football at University of South Florida. Then got drafted to the Cleveland Browns, from there with the Cowboys. Then 1 year in Detroit. So music always been a part of me, but, you know, athletics paid for my education and me to bless my family with what we have now. It kind of gave me like a stepping stone to transition to what I'm doing now with music. I know you understand how it is. Like, you take professional sports, you know, after some point, you got to transition out of it because it's not a lifelong career. So I've been blessed to transition my career to music, you know, and creating this website called Cool Flame, man.
Man, that's dope stuff, bro. Man, I take my hat off to you, man, because, you know, for one, it takes a lot of heart and bravery, man, to actually exit a sport at such a young age.
Sure.
Because I think both of us are pretty, you know, still pretty young, and most people expect us to play, you know, till we 35 plus. But, you know, we chose to, you know, create our own paths and not go by with, you know, what everybody else expects, man. So I really take my hat off for
sure.
That because a lot of people would be, you know, scared to do some of the things we've been able to do.
Yeah, sometimes, man, you know, when you transition to another career, you know, it ain't the easiest thing to do, but sometimes you got to create your own lane. And I've been blessed with some, you know, great people in my life to kind of help me transition that, you know, Linda Luna and CC Galvin with the Power Agency and also managing editor, Eric Montgomery, who's also a young man professor, you know what I mean, writes other music magazines, has been doing an outstanding job. So I've been blessed with some great people in my corner, man, that kind of helped things transition to where I have, and also blessed for you to have me on the radio show to kind of put it out there. So it's good, and I like, you know, I love music. It's in me, you know what I'm saying? But also I love giving back. You know, me and my PR team was talking about something to give back to the community. So I plan on doing this well. And I'm pretty sure you'll love being involved in this. I have a celebrity basketball game, an annual celebrity basketball game to kind of raise money to give kids in less fortunate situations a music program, whether it's like Grammy programs, which is something that will be transitioned the same weekend we do the launch party. So I'm definitely looking forward to giving back in the community as well because I have people. I was part of my life to bless me the same way to have me when I'm in the day. So looking forward to it, man. It's a blessing.
Definitely a blessing, bro, man. It's good to hear you doing great things out here, man. And I hear you talking about a team. Let's tell all of our listeners, man, how important it is to have a strong team behind you, man, because, you know, for one, you know, you transition into from football to music,
right.
Automatically you're not going to have as many people in your corner as you did football, man. That's just reality. So how important is it to have a few people that believe in you, man, and understand that, you know, special things can happen, you know, even if it's not on the field, you know?
Yeah, I've always been the type of person to keep a small circle of friends, and that small circle is people that I can trust and depend on, and they can trust and depend on me. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we both playing sports. You know, you can be the star of the team, you know, but you still got to have a supporting cast, whether it's football or basketball. You still got to have somebody that you can count on, you know, to make the whole team work. So you need all the parts there behind you. So very important. Like, I've known my PR team, more sports, Linda Loon. I've known her for a long time. When I went to Dallas, whatever, and her good friend, CeCe Gardner, who's also a part of Power Agency, they've been friends for a very long time. Eric, he recently came on. It was a blessing of how he came in. Linda shot something out about writers and contributors or whatever. He showed up. The first meeting we had, man, we all hit it off. I could see the type of strong duty he was in the material work. Well, his body of work that he does is outstanding. So, and then also his love for music and culture and stuff like that. Everything lined up the way it has become, which is really good, which is something I prayed on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all always got to, you know, stay faithful in God, you know, pray the things line up the right way. But without that, the foundation ain't going to be strong. So a strong team is very important.
Yeah, man. And honestly, man, the most important thing I heard was, you know, just keeping that strong foundation in God, because I feel like if you're out here in L.A. and Hollywood and you're trying to do something special and staying focused, I feel like that focus in God and that foundation is what's going to keep you strong and keep you going, because there's a lot of distractions, there's a lot of temptation, there's a lot of doubters, there's a whole lot of negatives, man, that can stop you from doing something special, man. So I think that foundation is awesome, man. So.
Yeah,
man. So how does it feel to be out here, man? I know that you're a South boy, man. How does it feel to be out here on the West Coast, bro?
It feels good, man. Me being from Florida, you know what I'm saying? You know, we have the beaches and the sunshine, but it's hot as hell down there. But I still love my city, love my... Over here on the West Coast, man, it's like beautiful scenery. You got the weather, which is usually good year-round. Not really too hot. But then what I love about it as well, you got a bunch of people our age and younger on the grind, like trying to, you know, mold their career and head in the right direction as well. So when you feel the same drive and motivation of people around you, it's kind of easy to get motivated, you know what I mean, and do your thing. So out here, you definitely need to keep people that are doing their thing and that kind of help boost boost your, you know, motivation to do what you want to do. So Cal has definitely been a real blessing to me and what we got going on right now.
You know what, bro? That's a really, really good point, man. It at this point in my life, I don't see myself really living anywhere else in the country just because, you know, just because of that main fact, you know, just being out here, man, you feel like you're amongst other people that took chances and took risks to come out here and do things that, you know, wasn't, you know, the plan of others, you know what I mean? So to come out here in L.A., you have to feel good. So it is comfortable being around like-minded people, man. So that's good to hear, bro. So we about to take this good commercial break, pay these good bills, man. It's Anthony here, and y'all, we be back in 1 minute.
So.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes. We back with Sports and Music with Mo Egger, man. I got the boy Anthony Henry on the line.
Yeah,
say Anthony,
up,
bro. All right, man. You got the new magazine, Cool Flames, man. Let's talk about that, man. Tell us about it.
Yeah, man, I've always had a passion for music, you know what I'm saying? But I knew rapping wasn't my thing, or, you know, singing or producing. Even though I started off young, like messing around with music, DJing a little bit, me and a couple of my homeboys introduced themselves, the EPMD song, and Jam Pony Express, which is a music group out of Florida. But anyways, transition, I came out here, you know, Cool Flame was something that I felt like I could still be in music, but kind of be behind the scenes a little bit. So I wanted to do something where we look at, like, whether it's music culture, the fashion, the way we speak, the way we express ourselves through music. And a lot of people that might not understand hip-hop music, you know, for example, Big Ross might come out with a song and some of the things he says, people that don't understand, you know what I mean, where he come up with his lyrics and content of music and stuff like that. Usually those guys that live those lives that I think we can learn something. We can learn something from by the example of us knowing not going down that same path. You know what I mean? So we just wanted to bring a different aspect to the music community about, you know, the way we choose our music, the way we speak, things we write about. You know, a lot of people see all the flashy stuff with the jewelry and the girls and stuff like that, but it's much bigger than that. I'm pretty sure if you were meeting with any of these top hip hop artists about how they came up and the things behind the scenes that the fans don't see. At the end of the day, they would love to be a regular person that enjoy life and passionate about the drive and music, you know, so that's something we would like to touch on. And then also just kind of help kids understand, like, you know, being driven, which even if it isn't music, you know what I mean, to take that first step and take that chance, because you're going to have a lot of people that might say, no, or this might not be a good look and stuff like that. But if it's something you truly believe in your heart about doing, you most definitely should do it, and that's what I feel about the magazine.
That's dope, man. You know, I respect that. I respect that a lot, because you know what it's doing is it's teaching responsibility. You know, because it's so hard for kids nowadays, man. When all they hear is and see are these things, man. So I think it's good, you know, to be able to attack it in a different way, to where people actually understand where things really originated from. You know, at one point in hip hop in the late 80s, the late 80s, I want to say, you know, that it was positivity. You know, everything was positive. And then, you know, you have some groups that's come out since then is just promoting negativity, man. So it's good to hear, you know, you're trying to promote a positive
Even some of the music I hear today, whether it's from, like, Kendrick Lamar's album, which I love, or even A$AP Rocky, like, those guys, and they're young, too, but those guys still acknowledge God. They still acknowledge struggle. and trying to still get themselves to be in a positive light, but they talk about the things they enjoy and love having. So those things are going to be talked about, you know what I mean? So people got to still be able to, like, you know, decipher the music and pull some positive out of it, you know what I mean? Even though you might like to party, have a good time, and all that type of stuff, but if you really step back and listen to the music and the lyrics and stuff, there's definitely something that can be positive out of it. And that's something I appreciate. I remember back a little while back when T.I. was supposed to go talk to a school, and I think school got mad, or the parents got mad because, you know, T.I. had been locked up, that type of thing. But what they don't understand, T.I. has been down that road where he's trying to tell those kids not to go. So he is the guy that you would want, you know, to talk to your kids. And he's an educated guy. Don't get me wrong. He's had some run-ins with the law, but he's definitely an educated man, you know what I mean? And he's the guy that can tell them, like, not to go down that path, even though he has money. He could have easily been like, well, I'm out of jail or whatever. I could sit back with my money and chill. But he chose, and through court as well, chose to go to school and talk to people, educate the young or the youth about, like, being positive, not taking the wrong path. So positive part of it is what we're trying to focus on. There will be stuff in there about, like, interesting topics, stuff that'll be, you know, grasp everybody's attention, but it won't be solely driven off, like, negativity and beef stuff.
Man, that's cool. And it's crazy because, you know, you listen to a lot of artists nowadays, and I hate to say it, but a lot of them, you know, they it's so much blasphemy in the music, man, and I feel like it's discouraging to people who's listen to those music, to listen to that all the time and see how much success is getting and is and they're promoting so much negativity, man. So, you know, I commend you for coming out with something that's gonna you know, eventually change souls and change hearts, bro. So let's talk about your event, man. You got the event coming on in February. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, Thursday, February 7th, which is that Thursday before Grammys weekend, at an undisclosed location right now, but we're going to have a mansion party, red carpet. We're going to have we're also going to be sponsored by alcohol sponsor right now. You know, it won't be said who, but we're definitely going to have some major hip-hop talent in there, some other people in the industry that will be hosting our red carpet event. Live DJ, definitely live DJ. That's like one of the most popular ones in the game right now doing this thing. So we definitely got a great lineup. Even some people in the business world will be there. And in the sports world. So it's definitely going to be a good look. We'd love for everybody to go out and support the website once we launch in February. But the party is just like a kickoff to everybody, kind of the introductions to what we'll be doing. You know, we have gift bags with cool flame logo, caps and shirts and stuff like that. So definitely going to be a good look, man. Really looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, let's do something, man. Let's do something for the listeners and the fans who are tuning in, man. Let's do a little contest, man. We're going to do
right.
If you can name that first hip hop artist to win a Grammy, you get 2 free passes to Anthony Henry's event. How does that sound, bro?
Sound good to me, man.
All right, cool. So the first caller who calls in with that right answer, man, you win those tickets to go check out the event that's going down, man. And
trust me, it's definitely something you want to miss. You don't want to miss. So make sure you call in with the right answer, you know, and be the winner. So we're going to have a great time that evening. So I'm looking forward to the winner coming and checking it out.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy because a lot of people, like, when you think about it, the answer to this question is kind of mind-blowing. You will never really guess it, but, you know, it is what it is. So let me ask you something, man. Who are you jamming right now? Who you got in your iPod, man?
Man, I got some of everybody, man. I love all kind of music, but if I see right now, I'm bumping A$AP Rocky, Kendrick Lamar, Game. I like Childish Gambino too. He's a hell of a lyricist as well. My nigga Plies from Fort Myers from the crib from Florida, definitely Rick Ross, Drake. A lot of people pretty much I mess with, man. Also R&B wise, you know, I like Trey Songz's last album, man, the mixtape as well. So the music can go from hip hop to R&B. Like, I'm a big fan of all music, man. I watch listen to music in the gym, listen to music at the house, videos, everything. So definitely that music dude, man. But right now, I think Joel Santana, he just dropped his mixtape that go hard right now. So I've been bumping that the last 2 days.
That's cool, man. You named everything, but the one thing you needed to name, bro, I don't know. You need that Motown, man. You need to go download the Motown album, bro. I just dropped my album like 2 weeks ago, man. It's doing numbers, man. People are loving it.
For sure.
I think you should go ahead and download that, bro. So before we get off the line, man, I'm going to,
Yeah, I definitely do that, bro.
Okay.
Also,
well, man, let's continue to. What is that?
Nah, go ahead. You good?
Oh, no, I was going to ask you, like, so what was your influences, you know, growing up to get into sports and music as a young age, at a young age?
Well, growing up in Fort Myers, sports-wise, you know, Deion Sanders from my same hometown, Javon Curse, Jamie Jermaine, some of those guys. I know you know Deion Sanders, Javon Curse by name, but a lot of guys before me, had a lot of star athletes go to the NFL from Fort Myers. So, but my best friend plays football, his name Anthony as well, but I played football because he played, and some of my other homeboys. So, sports-wise, I played because of them. Like, I grew up sports-wise, basketball was my first love, but I played soccer was the first sport I actually played. So, I played a whole bunch of different sports, man, boxing, karate, all that type of thing. So, sports was definitely in me, but music was one of the first things that kind of really caught my attention and my interest. Jam Pony Express, mostly Florida people really from the South that probably really know about Jam Pony Express, but first CD I actually own or tape. I don't say tape, but CDs when I think.
Tape decks.
Wu-Tang. I know, right? It was Wu-Tang and EPMD. Like, me and my homeboys, I always used to bump that. His mom used to be gone. He used to mess around with it on the record player and stuff like that. So that definitely was my music influence growing up. And I had a couple homeboys who would have a lot of, used to be responsible for making a warm-up tape for basketball games. He'll have, like, Wu-Tang on there, Bone Thugs, Harmon, and all them boys and that. So, music definitely there. But that was my influence of JPE and, EPMD and Wu-Tang going up.
Yeah, man, Bone Thugs, Harmon, man, that was definitely one of my favorites, y'all. It's crazy because me and my homies, we had a group. We had a little fake little group called Bone Thugs and Harmony. I used to play Lazy Bone every time, man. We record it, you know, and just recite all their lyrics every single day in school, man, and get in trouble and all type of stuff just because we thought we was Bone Thugs. We wanted to wear the plaid shirts, the khakis, and the Pumas. I just ain't have no braids. So what keeps you moving now forward every day, man? What keeps you motivated, bro?
Hey, man, God, first and foremost, just blessed to have my health and strength and, you know what I mean, and my beautiful daughter, so that's the motivation with myself, you know, my family down in Florida that's doing well. But other than that, man, just me focusing on the music magazine website, Cool Flame, man, looking forward to seeing how things, you know, get popping with that. And definitely looking forward to the success, you know, not only for the site and myself, but also for the people that are on my team, the Power Agency, and my man Eric Montgomery, who's the managing editor. You know, they've had their goals and where they want to see life for themselves career-wise, even before we all joined businesses. So we all had a common goal, not only for Cool Flame, but for ourselves in the business. So that's something to keep me motivated because once this goes right, everybody else, you know what I mean, feeds off that. So that's another thing that motivates me as well.
That's pretty cool, bro. So where do you see yourself in the next 3 years, man? I know you're out here in L.A. and you're doing your thing. So.
Yeah.
You know, you're putting in your work, you're laying your foundation, man. So where do you actually see yourself, man, you know, a couple of years from now?
I see Cool Flame being a major music magazine website that's doing a lot of great things in the community that a lot of people are like, supporting, you know, whether it's on MTV Jams, you know, BET, you know, VH1. We definitely want to be a part of music in a very major way. So that's why I think in the near future. You know, so looking forward to everything. Been a blessing for not only starting now, but for the next couple of few years and into the future.
That's what's up, bro. One question I always ask my guests is, how do you feel music and sports tie into each other?
I think a lot of times, it's funny you say that, a lot of times you get athletes, you know what I mean, that might want to be rappers might want to be athletes, and I think it kind of goes hand in hand because when we were young, we played sports. You know, we always listen to music, you know what I mean, and, you know, before the game and the locker and stuff like that. I kind of think motivation-wise and entertainment-wise, they kind of go hand in hand, you know, if you kind of think about it. But, you know, you got guys like J. Cole or even Game, those guys, and 2 Chainz as well, those guys played basketball. What I'm told was, like, really good high school basketball players that had opportunity to go play college. You know what I mean, at the next level from high school, but, you know, they chose music as their, you know, as their chose professional career. Like myself, you know, vice versa, you know, playing football, now I'm in the music. And also, a guy that's in the NBA right now, Brandon Bass, you know, he's in the music as well. So, And I think they kind of go hand in hand. Like, usually most athletes have an interest in music, and then and vice versa. Artists have, you know, even some of the videos you see, I mean, they have sports in them. Like, back when Outkast made videos, the Trick Daddy made videos, stuff like that, you know, basketball and football are like, they're still in that music. So I think it kind of goes hand in hand a little bit, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, definitely, man. It's cool, man. It's a blessing to be able to do both, man. You know, I grew up playing and doing music at the same time. So, like, once I transitioned to music, it wasn't as tough for me just because I've done it my whole life. So, man, you know, we definitely got to get together, bro. It was good having you on the show, man. Let's tell all our listeners,
you,
man, where they can find you. Tell them about the event. You know, tell them all your social networks and everything so we can keep in contact with you, brother.
Yeah, man, coolflame.com. Cool spelled with three O's. Having a music magazine website launch this February 2013. We're having our launch party February 7th in the Hollywood Hills. Hope for those two guests to call in, they can win those tickets. Definitely going to be a great launch party for us. But we're looking forward to y'all, you know, staying in touch 2013, see how everything goes. And from there, everything going to be a blessing. And the sky's the limit for us, man.
Sky's is the limit, bro. Man, I'm thankful for having on to the show, man. Can you give me a quick drop, man? You're listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger.
What's up? You're listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger.
Let's get it. Yeah, man. Y'all, make sure y'all follow the boy Anthony, man. We're doing some special things out here, man. We're making this music thing possible for us athletes. So we're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Sports and Music. Let's get it.
Can we get Anthony, would you mind saying your first and last name and you're listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, please?
Yeah. What's up? This is Anthony Henry. You listen to Sports and Music with Mo Egger.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes, man, we're back. We're back. And that was the guy, Anthony Henry. You know, he's doing some special things, man. It's always good to hear guys, you know, coming from one sport to doing special things. You know, he has the magazine. I'll make sure you guys follow the magazine, Cool Flame. And, you know, it's really good to hear. You know, he's really trying to make some special things happen from a responsible standpoint. You know, he wants people to know that it's more to it than what you see on TV every single day with artists, man. You know, they come from a background also. You know, they just doing what they have to do in order to sell records. You know, and there's so much more to be said in these records, and then we have to continue to be responsible on these records because we are role models, whether we believe it or not. Okay, now I would like to, you know, introduce our first guest of the day, Josh Silver. He's our entrepreneur of the day. So hopefully we have him on the line so we can talk about some of the great products we have.
Back Easy Way Broadcasting is pleased to bring you an amazing entrepreneur, Joshua Silver of Pulse Energy Technologies. Today you will hear how to get back in the game quicker. Welcome to Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Joshua Silver.
Josh, welcome to the show, bro.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. It's good to hear from you again, man. How's everything going?
Everything is going great. Everything is fantastic. The world is an incredible place.
It is, if you treat it that way.
You got it.
That's what's up, man. I hear you traveling a little bit, man. Where you at?
I'm actually in Phoenix right now. I am here helping out a couple of the pro teams here, so, you know, have machine, will travel.
Oh, man, how does it feel to actually be traveling and doing what you love, man, with a great product that you put together, man? Oh, I'm sorry, first, you need to introduce your product, man. Tell us what we're talking about, man. They need to know.
Sure, no problem. We make a high-powered pulsed electromagnetic field therapy device. And basically what it does is it puts energy in the cells and helps accelerate the natural healing time of the body. Our device is called the PER2000, or also people call it the Pulsed Energy Replenisher.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. I remember, what was it? It was my last year around this time. I actually tried it myself,
yeah.
And it was an experience.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those you got to try it to believe it.
Yeah, definitely. So how did you get your company started? How did it begin?
You know, there was a previous version of the technology, if you will, like the Ford Model T of automobiles. There was an old version that came over from Greece at the turn of the century. And I worked for the gentleman that brought it over, and we decided after a couple of years that we wanted to make our own product. He passed away, unfortunately, rather suddenly, and left the technology to me. I hired an engineer and made my own version of it, and as I say, the rest is history.
Right, man, that's pretty cool, man, and it's interesting. Like I remember when we first met, you telling me you were working with the Phoenix Suns really closely. So, have you made or added any changes since the last time we spoke about the machine?
We have, we have had our first professional soccer team in the MLS up in Vancouver. The Whitecaps are using the machine. The Lakers now have a machine. We've used it with the Buffalo Bills this last season in pro football. And then there is a very well-known soccer club overseas called Al Wasl out in Dubai that has gotten a machine. So it's growing as fast as we can handle it.
Man, that's pretty cool, man. You know what? I'm happy I was able to help in some form, you know, just by doing the music for your website for Terrell Owens. So I remember he was actually injured. It was his knee, and, you know, he was going through some things with his knee. And actually did some of the music for your site and his recovery, man. So how's everything going with your website?
The website is good. We are in the process of making a new one where we'll need some real high-end, incredibly good music for it. Hint, as we come out. But, you know, the website's going well. We will need to enlist a friend's services to help us with it. But, you know, it's really about getting the word out about what this technology is and how it can help people. And utilizing it with the pro athletes like yourselves, like Terrell and Shaq and others, is great because, like you said in your previous segment, you guys are role models and people look up to you. And if you guys are using it and it works, everybody else is going to go, wow, you know, this guy's using it. It must really help him.
Yeah, definitely, man. Explain to us, you know, the actual healing process, you know, compared to other devices.
Certainly. The basic premise is that we are electrical beings, you know, if you will. We're like computers and we require power. And when we have things like sports injury, as an example with Terrell, where he had the torn ACL and then was recovering, the energy in those cells become deficient. So what we do is we have a big battery recharger. We put the applicator near the injury site. They feel it working on it, and you feel better. And it is much faster than ultrasound or laser or electrical stim or some of the other things that you see in the training room. And the big reason is because you feel it. You actually feel it work right on the spot where the injury was, and it doesn't matter if the injury was yesterday or 10 years ago. I mean, you'll feel it working right on the spot.
Yeah, that's crazy because I remember I had a quad injury. My last season in the NBA, I had a quad injury that put me up for a month. And then, you know, I thought I healed from it. And, you know, we placed it on the actual my leg, and then I felt it again. And that was crazy because I was like, I thought it was gone, but the pain is still actually there, you know. And so it was amazing to see, you know. Even my buddies were like, man, this is crazy. They couldn't even believe it. So are you still based in L.A.?
Yeah, we're still based out of Los Angeles. Headquarters are in Burbank, and, you know, myself and some others travel a lot to try to get this out all over the world.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So what are some inspiring stories that you can tell our listeners, you know, because people always want to hear the success stories, man. So what are some things that was, like, tear-jerkers for you when you actually, like, realized, like, you know what, this product is special and it works and it helps people?
Sure. One story instantly comes to mind, and this was a years ago. One of my first experiences is at a clinic, there was a lady that came in with a walker, and she was in her mid-40s. And she was in 12 years of chronic pain. She had a very bad car accident, so she was on a lot of medications. And she came in and she used the machine for about 30 minutes. And when we were done and we turned it off, she started this very low-toned sobbing, this deep crying that was clearly something from an emotional level. And when we got her to catch her breath, you know, saying, what's wrong? Are you okay? she was crying because she was happy. She said this is the first time in 12 years that she doesn't have the pain, and she's so overwhelmed she doesn't know what to do, and so she started crying. And it was a fantastic moment to see in 30 minutes 12 years of pain go away instantly.
That's what's up, man. I applaud you for that, man. We need a big round of applause for that situation because, you know, it's great that you have a product that you can actually be proud of, make money from. But for the most part, man, it's all about helping people, man. And obviously that was a proud time in your life. And as we know from your story, man, your product is good not only for athletes but for people who may get hurt on a job. You know, my mother, she hurt her shoulder on a job one time, and, you know, and I'm pretty sure she's still in pain. So, I mean, it's good for people that just regular workers too, man. So explain how you actually reach out to, you know, to these everyday people.
Sure. We have a series of different practitioners, whether it be a chiropractor, medical doctor, naturopathic doctor, that have all had machines in their clinics and respective practices throughout the United States and really through the world. So we get the word out about the technology generally, and then people will contact us and say, hey, you know, I live in this area of the country. Where's my closest practitioner with the technology? And then we kind of get them out and refer them out from there.
All right. That's pretty cool, man. So describe the product, like, for people who haven't seen it. How would you describe it, like, as far as the build, the make, and the model?
Sure. You know, if you look at the machine from across the room and say, hey, what's that? It looks like a solid little plastic box, and it has some lights and buttons on it, and it has what we call a coil applicator, and that is a long extended cable with a circle, a loop, or a hoop. And what somebody does is they simply take the applicator and they bring it into the area. It looks almost, my wife calls it R2-D2, or she's called it R2-D2 before. It looks kind of high-tech and futuristic, and it has a little cable that extends from it, and you just put it where the problem is and push the button.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So what do you see the company in a couple years, man? I know you're doing some special things. You're out there with the Phoenix Suns. You know, my boy Shannon Brown is with the team. Hopefully he's healthy. He don't really, you know, need any assistant right now. But so, you know, what do you see yourself in the future with the company?
I mean, you know, the five-year plan is ideally to have these in all sorts of different medical practices and clinics in the next, you know, year to two. And then really I want to make this a global type of thing where it's not just you have to go to your local practitioner, but it's like an appliance at home where literally it's in everybody's home and we worry about taking care of ourselves. I think the healthcare model is going that way where, you know, it's kind of up to us to take care of ourselves. We are growing in leaps and bounds. We've started working with an investment company that's going to take us public. So we anticipate, you know, rapid growth in a short period of time.
Man, that's pretty cool. So basically, you're an entrepreneur, man. You started a product. You built something from the ground up, man. So I know at the beginning, man, it had to be tough on you, man. Like, so what do you do every single day, you know, even when you first started, not to be discouraged and just continue on and believe in your product, even when other people didn't believe in it?
You know, it's a great question. And for all the entrepreneurs out there that want to know, you know, we started on a dirt floor in a garage, two guys with an idea, literally. That ended growing it into a very large company. And what I tell people in the way that kept me going is, man, when I was a young guy, when I first started using this, I got a chance to work with the San Francisco 49ers for half a season. Shaq would fly me around with a machine, treat him on the road. And when I got to experience that kept me going the entire time because I knew if these athletes, if these teams are using it and liking it, it's going to change the world. And that has kept me going for 13 years now.
That's pretty good, man. You believed in yourself, you believed in your product, and that's all that mattered to you, man. I feel like if more people actually believed in themselves and you know, put fear to the side, man, and, you know, I think a lot of people could accomplish some things, man, but, you know, we all know that in order to accomplish something that special, man, you have to be fearless, man. You have to believe in yourself. You have to continue to not doubt and beat the discouragement all the time. So how do people find your product, man? You know, we need to know where we need to find these. It's great product.
Sure. The best way they can do it is go to our website, and that's www.pulsedenergytech.com, and it's P-U-L-S-E-D, like a pulse, energy tech, T-E-C-H.com, or they can call our hotline. It's 877-PULSED-0, P-U-L-S-E-D-0, for as much information as they'd like, and maybe get a referral out to a place locally to them. where they can try it, because there's nothing like trying it your first time.
Yeah, definitely. It was an experience. All right, brother. It was great having you on, man. I need to tell everybody your Twitter, your Twitter handles, and your Facebook. How can people find you?
Sure. You can find me. My Twitter handle is at AGDEAD. That's AG dead, AG for silver. Dead because when I created the email years ago, I liked the Grateful Dead. And my Facebook is either Dr. Josh, or you can find it under Pulse Energy Technologies.
That's what's up, bro, man. We appreciate you on the show, man. No, this is Sports and Music with Mo Egger. And, Josh, I will be keeping in contact with you, man. I know you need some new music, and I'm going to, you know, do the best I can and get it over to you, brother. So have a great day, man. Enjoy yourself out there in Phoenix, man, and continue what you're doing, man. I think it's really inspiring to me and also others who are trying to do special things, you know. So thanks again, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You're the best, Mo.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. Okay, guys, about to head to another commercial break, and then after that, we have the highlight artist of the week, Sports and Music. Let's get it.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Yes, yes, we're back with Sports and Music with Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting, man. We're doing it the easy way, and we're doing some special things, man. We out here really just working hard, trying to get the brand popping. You know, Eric Zulli is doing a really good job of getting the word out. And such as myself, I'm doing the best I possibly can, and you know, make sure everybody tune in to our shows, and we're doing special things. We're talking about great things. We're talking about informational things. We're talking about things that can hopefully change and help lives. But, you know, we have Finally Famous in the building. I know you guys have heard Big Sean, who's doing his thing on the scene, but, you know, we have my boy A-Dub, man. He's a artist from Detroit. And, yeah, we about to get it in, bro. A-Dub, what it do, bro? No, my bad. What up, though?
Well, you feel me? What up, though, Mo? Not much. What up, L.A.? I'm that rebel out of Finally Famous, Mr. Gifted and Working Daily. What's good with you, bro?
Man, you already know what it is, man. I'm over here in L.A., man, grinding out, getting these beats ready for when you come in town, dog, so we can make something special, make a few hits, you know what I mean?
You feel me?
So,
I heard that in Motown Volume 1.
You like it? You like it?
Yeah, man. I need to get on that Volume 2. What's up? Let's get that.
You already know. I'm starting Volume 2. Right now, I was working on beats before the show, bro, so you already know it's going down. Say, bro, so tell everybody about yourself, bro. Where you from? You know, let them know who you are, man.
Well, also, I'm the rebel out of Finally Famous. I'm the wild one riding the motorcycles, just partying, having a good time. But we gifted and working daily, though. We gifted and working daily, but we party every night. That's the show. We straight from Detroit, 6 Mile West Side. Actually, me and Big Sean, we from the same hood. So he's been my dog for quite some time now. So we just working right now. Actually, last night I had to take care of some real big important stuff. I really can't say too much on it, but I will say, you know, welcome to the Hall of Fame. That's the show. That's the name of the album. We'll be looking out for that in March.
Yeah, man, that's a dope thing. You know, Big Sean, man, he's doing really well, man. You know, I really respect his grind. You know, I don't feel like nobody gave him nothing, man. I feel like he really got out there and did it. And, you know, he was under good music since 2005. And
Exactly.
For any artist out there, man, thinking it happens overnight, man, it doesn't, man. Big Sean is a great example on how you really, really, really got to work and get yourself out there.
Yeah.
From what I hear, man, the boy Bird tells me, you know, that you're an extremely hard worker, you know, and that's what you're doing. You know, you have to find the famous brand, but you're branding yourself as well. You know, so that allows Big Sean to be like, all right, look at Doug, he's doing his thing. So it's easier for him to actually want to be able to, you know, push you when he's seeing you doing your thing, man. So talk about your hard work, man. Talk about your work ethic, man. So what are you doing every day to, you know, keep yourself relevant? How are you getting yourself out there?
Definitely. Well, like I said, you know, my main thing is just being gifted and working daily. That's something that we just go by. And, you know, it's a way of life for us. You know, we don't just yell it out. This is real. And, you know, like you said, Sean been signed since 2005, 2007 or whatever with good music and stuff. But, you know, we actually had to work, you know. We finally famous. We started this company together back in 2007, whatever, doing these parties and everything, concerts, you know, actually working. So that's all I was around, you know, that's all that we know. Today, like now, so we got our own studio. I'm working every day hard. We in there working every day, knocking out song after song. I got two singles on radio right now on WJLB and Hot 107.5 and Don't Shoot in 2. So, you know, just pushing it. I built the team. We got a strong team. Same formula that we do with Finally Famous. You know, we just building, like you said, branding, like push, you know, branching out and branding myself as well as Finally Famous. I'm always going to be Finally Famous. We're always a team. That's all, you know, Said Ain't Tone, Jay John, Early Mac, Big Sean. But, yeah, just working every day, man. The team behind me strong. We behind each other. We all pushing one another and just getting the names out there.
Right. So what artists are you majorly influenced by? I know you're from the West Side. You know, we both from the West Side. You know, I'm from over at Livernois, Puritan area. But, you know, so we almost in the same area, not too far from each other. So who are your influences growing up?
Mainly, my favorite rapper is kind of weird, but Jada. I love Jada for sure. But as a youngin, though, like, yeah, definitely. But that's like one of my favorite rappers, you know. But growing up, though, man, my father, he always had us listening to hip hop and rap. Like even today, man, how old is he? 55, about 56. He's still on Tuesday, man. You still might catch him at Target buying the album. He buying the newest artist out right now. No lie. So, like, back in 94, he came home with the Chronic. So I was real influenced by the West Coast heavily, man. Snoop and Dre. Yep, Snoop and Dre. My brother brought home All Eyes on Me back in 94. He actually played for University of Minnesota back in 95. So,
okay.
Yep, Darryl Whaley. He brought home that was it All Eyes on Me? And then
Darryl Whaley, that's your brother?
Yeah, AJ, yep.
Yeah, I remember AJ. You know, AJ had a brother that played a Mumford, right?
Yeah, R-Dub, yeah, he graduated 01,
yeah. Yeah, I'm a bottle guy. We got some cold.
Yeah, we the Hoop family for sure. I'm the youngest of four boys. We all play basketball and been in the music all our lives.
Yeah, AJ used to hoop up at Tyndall, man. I used to be at Tyndall every single day, bro. I used to go to Tyndall at 8 in the morning and leave to, like, 11 at night. So Tyndall was the spot, 7 Mile, Wyoming.
Definitely 7 Mile. Shout out to 7 Mile, 7 Mile. And that was a heavy heavy influence on me as well. Blade, Street Lords, all them 7 Mile, all that. And Tyndall, man, I know you. Oh, Tyndall, man, I hope you have some good cushion or something, man, some knee pads or something. That floor was horrible.
Woo! Yeah, I don't know how I did it. I'm still walking regular now to this day, but, you know, Tyndall was rough, man. A lot of greats went through Tyndall, man. I spent 4 or 5 years just in Tyndall every single day, man. That's why I was sad when they closed Tyndall, because Tyndall was a spot. I still think if it wasn't for Tyndall, I wouldn't have made it to the league, because I worked on my game every single day at Tyndall.
Every day.
Robert
and they
Tyndall.
Let you get it in. Yeah, and they were all about that. They was all about pushing us, too, for real.
Yeah, man, it was the best, man. It was hooping and music, man. It was one of the two. So let me ask you this, bro. What's your process in creating a new song?
All right, I got this producer, Young Rock. If you check out my singles, Don't Shoot, West Side Rebel, they're produced by Young Rock. He's really good. A lot of people starting to call us like the 2013 Snoop and Dre, actually, man, because he's crazy with these beats, right? So, Rock Eternal on the beat, man, I swear. I probably have, like, a folder full of beats, right? The first one that come on, it's like, man, oh, shit. You know, it'll come on, though, and I got, like, a concert right there. Like, oh, man, okay. And I'm just sitting there, you know. I'm just sitting there in the studio. I need to play the music loud. If it's loud, I'm going to be feeling it, and then I let the beat talk to me. Once the beat talk to me, I just go from there. You feel me? And I don't know if you ever like on iMovie or something, like when you're on iMovie and you gotta create and you're trying to create a movie or whatever, you know, it splits it up into like the little boxes. You know, you have to put the movie together, and that's how it looks in my head as I'm writing my verses or my hooks or my song when I'm putting it all together. That's how it is in my head to me. Like it's just like I gotta, like, if I don't see that actual visual, then it's not gonna work. And that's just how, you know, and then that's how the song formulates for me.
That's pretty cool, bro. I think I'm the same way. I feel like every time I'm, you know, coming up with my verses and my rhymes, I always think visual. I always think video. So everything I say, it can be something that can actually be placed in a video. So I think that's why, you know, a lot of times my music, it seems like it's a movie because, you know, that's the process I took before actually writing a song, you know, because I think about all that this can be, you know what I mean? So I think that's what makes your music more heartfelt and people actually can see it instead of hear it, because I think that's the biggest thing with my music. I want people to see it.
Yeah, feel it.
Feel a certain way when they hear it. So that's pretty cool, man. It was definitely good having you on the show, man. Let me know when you're coming out to L.A., man, so we can get in the studio and really lock in and knock out some, you know, some new music for 2013,
man.
MAP, Finally Famous, man. The world's been waiting for that collaboration, bro.
Definitely, man. Let's get that for real. Actually, I got a big announcement tomorrow, too, at like 1 p.m., me and my team. Shout out to Bird of Game 7 on Twitter. We actually got a real big announcement tomorrow. We got something real big for Detroit. Shout out to Live Nation, by the way. I'm going to just say that. But, yeah, tune in tomorrow. I'm on Twitter at A-Dub Famous, too.
Okay, yeah, okay. You have your Twitter. What's your Instagram and your Facebook so everybody can follow you?
You can catch me on Facebook. I still use Facebook for sure. I don't care. I love Facebook. Facebook.com/A-Dub Finally Famous. I am on Instagram. It's at Gaudier, G-A-W-D-I-E-R. You can catch me on there. I'll be on there fooling on the gram for sure. I just put up a picture of some pink Mari Gators. Shout out to my Detroit players with the stink pink Gators. You feel me?
Man, what's track 3 on my album? Stink Pink Gators, dog. My Detroit players. Yeah, that's all good. So, man,
hey, I can't wait to come
bro.
Out to L.A. for real, though. For real, man. Hey, I'm going to be out there in L.A. real soon. We're going to knock out some stuff, and I miss, man. I love L.A., man. You don't even understand. I hate traffic, but I sit in L.A. traffic all day.
Yeah, you can have that traffic, too. all right, bro, man. That's A-Dub, y'all. Y'all be staying tuned, man. Finally Famous. We in the building. We doing some large things, man. It was good to get a guy from the west side of Detroit on here and, you know, repping that foot city. And,
shout out Easy Way Broadcast. Appreciate y'all for having me. All right, Mo Egger.
All right, bro. I'm going to catch up with you, man. How you doing,
take
y'all?
Care now.
All right, guys, that concludes our show, man. We had a really, really good show. We had some special guests on here. You know, I talked about it at the beginning of the show. I want to raise awareness for drinking and driving. So if you guys have any leads on these organizations, I need to contact these guys so I can reach out to these people, you know, because once again, I have the song Interlock System. It's on my album, and it's talking about a situation that I dealt with in my life. So I'm not afraid to come forward with some of the things I've fallen for to be able to help others. And, you know, what's a mistake if you can't help someone else? So, you know, once you guys get a chance, you know, tweet me or Facebook me these leads so I can check them out, because I have my live stream show tomorrow on Stage It. And I will be performing songs from my album. I will be making a beat live on the spot. So I will be I'll be shooting out the link here in an hour or so you guys can go and check it out for tomorrow. That's 6 p.m. L.A. time, Pacific Standard Time. So once again, man, it's Easy Way Broadcasting. It's Sports and Music with Mo Egger. We had a great show, and I'm thankful for everyone that tuned in today. So check me out next week. From 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, I will be releasing another promo video so you guys can not have no excuses and not be able to check it out. So God bless everyone, and let's get it. Sports and Music.
Thank you for listening to Sports and Music with Mo Egger, only on Easy Way Broadcasting. Join Mo every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.